Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back. 61 and sunny today. We love that. Who else has sat down and binge-watched this new creepy documentary on HBO Max called Quiet on the Set? This is a, I would say, a perfect example of how dark Hollywood in the entertainment world can be, because it's filled with creepy pedophiles that
it's
will say
really bad.
Anything and everything they want to get their jollies off. And in this case, it's to child stars. And the parents are always just so oblivious, sadly. Not my Tanner.
It's really bad because they're preying on these kids and their hopes and dreams of becoming a child actor, and then someday a adult actor who stars in movies and, you know, blockbusters and things of that nature. And they're like, well, this is kind of what I got to do.
I mean, growing up, you had Nickelodeon and then you had Disney, and those were like your really two big networks, right?
Kind of it, yeah.
And yesterday I sat down, I really dove in to this, and, you know, it got weird in the first 5 minutes. And honestly, I was not surprised at all.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with some of these shows, and then I got thinking to myself, as parents, were there any of you that had any guilt for allowing your kids to watch some of these shows, knowing what you know now?
So for those of you who like don't know or haven't seen it, there's just a bunch of like really bad people that are handling your children, or their children, I should say, on set. Some of them being, you know, registered pedophiles, sex offenders, things of that nature, which doesn't obviously come out till later, because I don't think anybody would put their child in that situation. But
Sure. Even
just the writing and the creating of the content and the script was a lot of like sexual innuendos and like really just bizarre things that as a child watching, you wouldn't think twice about it, because you're like, oh, it's like silly, and I'm not well adversed in like, you know, sexual education or what else is out there on the internet or sex in general. But looking back on it now as an adult, it sheds a whole different light, and it's really messed up.
Right. And that's really the entertainment business for you. That's where they usually put those sexual innuendos, is like in movies, in music, in television. When these kids walk on set, I mean, they're a dollar sign. They don't take mental health seriously.
Right, especially, you know, in the 90s, like, no way.
There are parents out there that were there. They're so, and I've seen it firsthand. I've had a little bit of a chance to kind of dip my toe into this industry. And I've seen some things that, which is why me watching this documentary yesterday, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I know. I've had close friends of mine in class who would describe in great detail all of the things that took place to them, is what happened in some of these shows. Because some of them, they were on some of these shows.
Yeah.
And the amount of creepy pedophiles who are still in the business today and still in charge of being showrunners and producers.
Handlers, yeah.
Even after all the documentaries and the Me Too movements, there's still people today running Hollywood that have not been held accountable for these mm-hmm. things that they've done, and they're still doing it, and it's scary. It's a dark place.
There's such a power trip that goes into it, and such a divided sense of power that these people have, because essentially they have their entire potential career in their hands.
Yeah.
And they it seems like have somewhat of a God complex.
Oh my
God.
They
talked about it with Dan, one of the main producers
Dan Schneider, yeah.
of all that, The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, and all of these shows, you know, some of them are right in the timeline of when you grew up, or if you're too young, the show with Ariana Grande, Sam and Cat, iCarly, things of that nature. So, like, not only did it happened over the span of decades, because I'm not well-adversed with, like, the Ariana Grande Show, and I mean, kind of iCarly, but nevertheless, it only got worse if yeah. you watch this documentary. And just one more thing about it is, like, Drake Bell spoke out and did a very, you know, as detailed as he could, sit down interview for this documentary. And even with that, he couldn't even go into that much. He couldn't even really talk about it that much because it was obviously so this triggering poor, and upsetting.
This poor dude, man, what he went through. Think about the worst sexual assault that could possibly take place is what he went through on The Weekly mm-hmm. with somebody who was supposed to have his best interest at heart.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who's on set day in and day out, a 40-something-year-old man mm-hmm. taking this 15-year-old under his wing.
And we look at these child stars now, like Drake Bell, like Amanda Bynes, and, you know, some of them are literally nutty. Some of them are losing their
mind.
Oh,
my God. Like, it's a trend. People don't put the pieces together.
But,
look at Lindsay Lohan. Look at Britney Spears. Look at Shia LaBeouf. All of these child stars who never had the opportunity to grow up and live a normal childhood. Mm-hmm. This is the outcome. And I'm telling you right now, I know there's a lot of parents, especially some of my friends' parents from back on in LA, who carry a lot of regret and would do anything to turn back the clock and just give their kid a normal life. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this documentary, it was so sad. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what happens. And people, they're so blinded by it.
I think it was extremely eye-opening seeing that and knowing, like, there's so much more than to what meets the eye, because you can sit there and judge Drake Bell for, you know, his legalities or his bankruptcy, or Amanda Bynes for doing whatever she's doing online. I'm not really too sure at this point, but it really put a lot of pieces together of like, huh, all right, that makes sense. And like, really judging someone with no basis of their past experience. Like, you were a child star. You had your own show. You were the face of Nickelodeon. Like, what is it that you have to be worried about? Like, you literally made all your money at age 7. That's simply not the case.
Right. I felt really bad for these kids, man, because they were put in some really awkward positions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really shameful. And if you do want to watch this documentary, I'm telling you right now, some of your childhood and the joy you had watching these shows is probably going to be a little tainted.
Yeah.
After this. But I would give it a watch, you know, especially the people that are so eager to want their kids to be a child star, because there's a lot of those people, you know. And I've been to those Hilton Gardens and Holiday Inns where people are waiting in line to try and find an agent, and they're so quick to throw their credit card down. And nothing comes of it because it's a scam. Take it from me. I've done it. I've been there. And it doesn't. It's terrible. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happens behind the scenes and what happens to some of these kids is really shameful.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. And I hope they continue to call people out in this industry. And that started years ago. But even with the Me Too movement and the Harvey Weinsteins out there, there's still a lot of people that are responsible for young kids. And there's a lot of empty promises.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
So
HBO Max, go see it. Yeah.
Quiet on the Set, all about those Nickelodeon child stars. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
98 PXY. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.